sadly, there are a good many people walking around this planet who simply don't have any sense of purpose or meaning or satisfaction or contentment in their lives. They might have lots of the stuff that the world has to offer, but they just, well, something is missing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at that missing dimension from a different perspective. Been thinking a lot about the meaning of life over these past few months in my own life. Not because I'm going through a midlife crisis or anything like that, just because, well, it seems that we can all find ourselves on something of a merry-go-round in life. Same thing day after day after day after day, punctuated by the odd happy event and the odd crisis. And a lot of people, lots and lots of people, sit on the bus on the way home or on the train or in the car or whatever after a hard day at the office, whatever that may have been in their life that they're living, asking themselves, what's it all for? Why am I doing this? What's the point of it all? Ever found yourself wondering that? When I get to the end of this life, what will it have meant? What difference will my life have made? Yesterday on the program, we saw that earning lots of money per se isn't what brings us satisfaction. As one of the richest men on the planet, one of the wisest men on the planet, King Solomon once wrote, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, "The lover of money will not be satisfied with money, nor the lover of wealth with gain. This is vanity. When goods increase, those who eat them increase, and what gain has their owner but to see them with his eyes?" So where's it all at? How do we get that sense of satisfaction out of life, that sense of meaning? Well, right now, we're going to talk about what I call the God dimension, because for so many people, that's the bit that's missing. My prayer is that today finds you well and fulfilled and excited about what today has to offer and what tomorrow holds. My prayer is that you're living life with a sense of gusto and anticipation and excitement and joy and contentment that are just putting a smile on your dial as we speak. And that may well be where you're at. And if you are, let me say to you that you are by far in a minority today, because 9 out of 10 people simply don't find themselves in that place. 9 out of 10 people, like Solomon, look at their lives and say, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. What do people gain from all the toil at which they toil under the sun? You know what I think? I think that's a tragedy, because God never meant for it to be like that. God meant for you and me, when we put our trust in Jesus, his son, to be set free from that kind of hangdog mentality, that sense of purposelessness and worthlessness. God means for you and for me to experience a sense of meaning and direction and anticipation and contentment in our lives, not just the daily grind of putting food on the table. So, is that true? Is that really God saying that, or is it just Bernie saying that? Well, let me just quote you a few things from God's word. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. "For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." Again, Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, Jesus this time. "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid, and then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." And again, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. "For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Now, I could go on and on with verses like that. I'm not saying that giving our lives to God is this 24/7 happy clappy experience where we cruise around on cloud nine with not a care in the world. Far from it. Jesus promised us, in many cases, exactly the opposite. But as we walk through the day-to-day mundane realities of our lives, working, bringing up children, managing a household, perhaps enjoying some retirement or whatever it is, it's meant to have meaning, a depth, a satisfaction. And so today, we're going to take a look at how to discover that, because this is so important. Let's continue on and see what Solomon, with all his wisdom and years of experience, has to say on the subject. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, beginning at verse 12. "So I turn to consider wisdom and madness and folly, for what can one do who comes after the king? Only what has already been done. Then I saw that wisdom excels folly as light excels darkness. The wise have eyes in their head, but fools walk in darkness. Yet I perceived that the same fate befalls them all. Then I said to myself, what happens to the fool will happen to me too. Why then have I been so very wise? And I said to myself that this is also vanity, for there is no enduring remembrance of the wise or the fools, seeing that in the days to come all will have been long forgotten. How can the wise die just like the fools? So I hated life, because what is done under the sun was grievous to me, for all is vanity and a chasing after the wind. I hated all my toil, in which I toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me, and who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be masters of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This is also vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all of the toil of my labours under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who didn't toil for it. This is also vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night their mind doesn't rest. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for mortals than to eat and drink and find enjoyment in their toils. This also I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat and who can have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and heaping only to give to the one who pleases God. This is also vanity and a chasing after the wind. So, again, he begins by bemoaning the meaninglessness and futility of life, the apparent vanity of working hard all his life until he finally comes to his senses, until he finally realizes, you know what? I've been missing something here. As I've been looking at this whole life of mine, I've been missing the God dimension. What a dill I am. It all comes from God. What better than to enjoy what he's given us? In fact, who can enjoy anything apart from him? Maybe my life should be more about pleasing God than myself. Maybe that's where it's at. For to the one who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and heaping only to give to the one who pleases God. And can I tell you, this absolutely hits the nail on the head. Before I became a Christian, I had so much more physically, money-wise, income-earning potential-wise than I have today in God's service. Much more. But I could never enjoy it. Somehow, I could never enter into the joy of what I had and my circumstances of life. But now, even though I have much less, I have a joy and a contentment because principally, to the best of my imperfect ability, my priority is about honouring God and pleasing him. And without realising it, what's happened is that I get this joy and this sense of purpose that fills my life to the point where even though in the physical I have less, I'm actually so much richer. I have so much more because now I look at my life and I love living it. I love who I am and what he's given me and what he hasn't given me and the purposes and plans and tasks he set before me. I love it. Absolutely. Yes, there are challenges. And yes, some days are tough. But this one bit of wisdom from Solomon is absolutely worth bottling. It's so true. To the one who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.